We give God a praise in the morning. We give him a thank you. We give him a hallelujah because he's a great God. My name is Tammy. I'm calling in from South Carolina. I want to thank you for allowing me to come in and be your host this morning. And at this time, we're going to turn it over to our hostess for today. Thank you for allowing me to be your greeter this morning. And we're going to turn the call over to your hostess today. I wish you all a blessed and happy day on this thankful Thursday. Ms. Tiffany, are you there?
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Sister Tammy. This is Robin. Call those things that be not as though they were. Yes, you are. Host in the making. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. And as Sister Tammy was saying, we are thanking God for everything that he's done for us. Thanking him for this call, thanking him for you, thanking him for those that are traveling, thanking him for those that have arrived, thanking him for everyone who's on the call who may not be able to attend, thanking him for our speaker, thanking him because today is Minister Tiffany's birthday, and we're going to say thank you, Lord, for another great year that she has to proclaim her king. We thank him for the founders of this call. And again, this is the Master's Call, and my name is Robin Wilson, and I'm here in New Jersey, and we thank you for being part of this family. The Master's Call was started on October 25th, 2010, and the founders of the call is our Dr. P.K. Roberts, and she's in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon in Dallas, Texas. We have an email address. We have a website. I'll share all of that with you. But I'm going to let you know what our mission statement is right now. And we are here to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And that's exactly what Sister Tammy was doing this day. And that's what each one of us do when we get up in the morning. I heard one say, you must really love the Lord if you're up early in the morning. That's right. We love the Lord Jesus. And we are here to pray. We are here to praise him. We are here to proclaim him. And we have a scripture that we stand on, and that scripture is found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you." And that's what we do. We start our day off with prayer. We end the day with prayer. We're praying throughout the day, and we're proclaiming who he is. So again, that scripture can be found in Psalm 88:13. Our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. That's themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And we invite you to send us your prayer requests. We would love to intercede on your behalf. Send us your praise reports. We like to shout and proclaim the goodness of the Lord and watch our God work. And if you would like to join us and be one of our prayer intercessors, send that also. And I'll get back to you as the prayer general, and we would love to have you join our team because there is nothing better than putting somebody else before yourself. And that's what God did. He loved us that much that he gave us his best. We love you that much, and we want to intercede for you. We love you that much, and we would love to have you join our team. So send us those emails to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And we have a website, and the website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. There's no spaces. That's themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And there you can listen to all of our messages from day one. They are being archived daily by Dr. Vanessa. You can download them. You can just go through the list and listen from start to finish. Now, what has brought each one of us together on this call is Artists International. And Artists International is a health and wellness company. It's a Christian-based company, and it's owned and it was founded by the Diaz de Leon family, and they are sold out to Jesus. And because they put God first, because they sought his kingdom, his righteousness, his way of doing things, he said he was going to add all those other things to them, and he's done that. And we, as a distributor, many of us, we are part of the Artists International family. And if you're not a distributor, that's okay. We love you. We're glad you're here. But go back to the person who invited you. Let them tell you a little bit about Artists International. They can even share with you about Extravaganza. Many of us are on en route now. Not me, not this time, but I am there with you in spirit. But we have those on the plane. We have some driving. We have some already in Las Vegas. Go back to that person. Let them share with you and let them tell you what Extravaganza is all about. And we're even going to be broadcasting our call from Las Vegas live. So stay in tune with that, and that will be a blessing to you also. And I do have a message for you. I just want you to know that Coach Madeline's call has been suspended for 90 days. So just make a note of that. And at this time, the call is not going on. It has been suspended for a brief period. And as soon as we find out additional information, we will let you know. I want to say happy birthday, Minister Tiffany. Happy birthday, Minister Tiffany. Happy birthday, Minister Tiffany. Happy birthday, we love you. So right now, what I would like to do so we can get the mighty woman of God up to share with us, I would like to have our prayer intercessor come forward, who's going to open us up in prayer today. Minister Willa, are you there?
No, it's Minister Candy Robin. I'm here. Praise God.
Well, praise God. Thank you, sis. Take it away.
No problem. Happy birthday, Minister Tiffany. God bless you. We just lift you up in prayer this morning. You are a blessing to this call. You're a blessing to all of us, and we just love you. So let's go to the throne of God. Father God, we come boldly to your throne of grace this morning, lifting up the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name. In Isaiah 45:23, your word says that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We come this morning to give you praise and to hear the rhema word from your throne. We thank you for the master's call and for the founders of this call, for the founders of artists, Lord, because without them we would not be here. God, we thank you that this master's call is establishing your divine agenda in our lives and downloading victory, success, and prosperity into our day. We instruct our day to line up with your will for our lives, and we take authority over it today. As we listen to your word today through our speaker, Minister Tiffany, we ask you to permeate the airwaves with God's anointing. Speak boldly to and through her. We bind any hindrances and declare that her words are unfiltered and unchecked by anything that is not of you. We download success, help, and blessings from the spirit realm into our lives, into this natural realm. We ask you to prick the heart of every listener. Holy Spirit, you are welcome on this call. As we listen to your word, I bind the hand of the enemy. I pull down strongholds that are attacking the atmosphere, attacking the speaker, attacking the phone lines, attacking our listeners, attacking the prayer warriors and the founders right now in Jesus' name. I draw a bloodline between us and the enemy. I bind every demonic force, hex, vex, witchcraft, spirit of divination, evil spirits, spirits of the Hittites, the Jebusites, and all the other ites that you name in the Bible. Jehovah Shammah, we rejoice in you. We rejoice in you. praise you, Jesus, who will never leave us or forsake us. We rejoice in you, Jehovah Rohi, who promises we shall not want for any good or beneficial thing. We worship you and adore you, Eloyah, because you are the Most High God. You are the first cause of everything. We honor you because you are the everlasting God, the great God, the living God. Oh, you're the merciful God. You're the faithful God, and you are the mighty God. You are truth, hallelujah. Your justice, hallelujah. Your perfection, hallelujah. Father, you exalted your name and your word above everything, and you have magnified your word even above your name. Glory, hallelujah. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And that word, the name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Back to you, Minister Robin. Thank you, Father.
Amen, amen. And I am in agreement with that. Praise God. Well, at this time, family, we are bringing to the line none other than Dr. Vanessa. She is an anointed woman of God. She is a humble woman of God. She is a blessed woman of God. She is a victorious woman of God. She is a faithful woman of God. She is a prayer warrior. She is a sister. She's a daughter. She is a woman who puts God first in all that she does. She's one of the co-founders of this call. She is teaching us. She shares with us, she prays with us, and she loves us. And because of her putting her Father first, he has poured out into her blessings that will overtake her. And we thank him for that, because as she puts him first, she imparts into us. Pastor Vanessa, she comes now to bring the word to us, and I say to you, we love you, we honor you, we appreciate you, and we are ready to receive the word of God from the throne room of heaven through you, victorious woman of God. Dr. V, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you for such kind words, and thank you, Minister Candy, for just clearing the heavens, and Minister Tammy, thank you for stepping in, greeting the people, giving them a sanctified salute as they came on the line this morning. Well, of course, happy birthday to my Miss Sunshine out there already in Las Vegas. I bring you greetings this morning from Tulsa, Oklahoma, where I'll be ministering. Keep me in prayer all day to some high school girls four or five times today. Excited about it. You know, many of you all know I spent 4 years here in Tulsa, in seminary at Oral Roberts University. So it's an honor to be here, and even more so, an honor to pour into these young girls today. I want to continue in a series that I started on Monday, but before I do, you know I am a true prophetic teacher and believe in making sure we are empowered with knowledge, and this is, wow, I can't believe that we are on the 16th day of our consecration in Lent. Had two new beginnings, and truly the Lord has been ministering to our hearts and our spirits. For those of you who've been going along with us in this 40 days of sanctification, where we have been giving up something and have committed to paper our seven things we're believing God for, as we pray over them every day, as we crucify our flesh every day, I'm telling you, we're just watching God be more awesome, doing that exceedingly abundantly, above more than we could ever ask or think. Again, according to the power that's now working in us. But I want to talk about this being Women's History Month and acknowledging the sisters, making sure that we esteem and celebrate the different women in our life. And I gave a little bit of a history last time I was on the line, but today I want to talk about some women in the Bible. I was so honored, can't believe it's been over 10 years ago now, to be one of the contributors to the Women of Color Bible, and I talked about modesty, and it was just so great doing all the research. And I'm going to talk about a few of the women in the Bible, some you may have heard of, and most you have, and some you may not have heard of. I'm going to start off with Anna. Anna in the Bible, in Luke, in the book of Luke, when Jesus was 8 days old, Mary and Joseph took him to the temple in Jerusalem to be circumcised. Not only was this the time when Jesus was named in obedience to the angel who came to Mary, but two other important people were there as well, Simeon, who had received a vision that he would see the Lord Christ before he died, and Anna in the Bible, who was 84 years old, who served God day and night. And it was like a spiritual confirmation, a christening, and that strategic role. We need to always embrace our elderly, the women, the mothers of the church. And I always think of that Anna spirit, who many have made it into the kingdom. Many are on jobs, walking through strategic opportunities because of the kneology on those bended knees when somebody prays. So we celebrate Anna. Deborah in the Bible, the prophet. Only female judge when times were tough in Israel. The Israelites went through great periods of rejecting God, just hard-headed, no sheep. They had the Billy Goat spirit, being recovered by godly judges and then rejecting God again. Among the many judges who ruled over the Israelites at that time, we learn about the judge Deborah, who with the help of Jael, both strong women in the Bible, who were able to bring a great victory for God's people. She was a clear, concise, in-your-face kind of prophet. And the last one to talk about this morning is Dorcas. Dorcas in the New Testament, she was a Christian, not because she did good works and charitable deeds, but rather she did good works and charitable deeds because she was a Christian. Her Christianity was the source of her motivation. And let's talk about someone people don't like to talk about, but she had a strategic role, and that was Hagar, the discarded wife. God had long promised to Abraham that he would bless him with seed as in the stars in the heaven and the sand upon the seashore. And as he and Sarah grew older, it became obvious that this seed was not going to come through Sarah, so he thought. At least that was Sarah's assessment of the situation. After thinking through the dilemma, she developed the alternate solution, and we know she sent Hagar in to her husband. And you often wonder, I don't know what she was thinking about. I don't know what drug she was on, but, you know, that produced Ishmael to this day, Palestinian root and seed. And so we want to make sure that all women, even with sincere hearts, we learn that we can be sincerely right and we can be sincerely wrong, but God is still on the throne. Now, let's go to back to our lesson that we've been studying and talking about core values, ethics and leadership based on godly principles. And our subheading was just do the God thing. Core values, ethics and leadership based on godly principles. You know, the world has a set of principles, but that's not our set. That's not our encyclopedia of life. Our Bible, godly principles. Just do the right thing. And the acronym that the Lord dropped in my spirit for CORE was centered on right ethics. Ethics. That's your moral code, your standard. Centered on right ethics. And we started out in our times past talking about how important it is to have a core, a root, a source that's based on what God says about us. And our text from the scripture came out of Mark 4, that 4-7 verses, when it talked about the seed being the word of God and how some seed fell on stony ground. Some seed didn't take root and withered away. Some fell among the thorns and was choked up, while others fell on good ground. And we've been talking about developing a lifestyle of leadership that's based on godly principles. We talked in the past about time management, what the Bible says, strategic planning, conflict resolution, goal setting. All these things are in the scripture long before they got to corporate America. We went on to talk about network marketing and how why God gave me that theme that I say on each and every call, that we're ministers in the marketplace. You know, sometimes we have to do a wake-up call. We are the church. Sometimes in our culture, in our community, we have relegated the church to the four walls and feel like we can't get anybody to the kingdom until we get them to the church. And we want to realize our thinking that we are the church, the living organism. If you never get them to the building, we've got you, we've got me, and the Holy Ghost, the paraclete inside of us. And we talked about being that minister in the marketplace, and we're in a dispensation now in this 2012 of government where God is not just nudging us, he's almost knocking us over to say, open thy mouth, where you are, in the grocery store, on the job, in your civic organizations, in your cultural clubs, and share Jesus. Quit being a secret agent saint. Let your core ethics of sharing the good news be that missionary mouthpiece, sharing the message. And we talked about where when we do what we're supposed to do, it'll bring about financial freedom and time freedom. And many of us came into Artists International for finances, for help, but also for time. Time for some of us, like me, to do what we wanted to do in ministry, to have the finances to do what we know we're called to do. None of us are short of vision. None of us are short of dreams. A lot of us are short of cash. And so God shows us way through having right core values of discipline, of how to plant the right seeds. So today, as we continue on with core values, ethics, and leadership based on godly principles, we're going to start with talking about the seeds. See, some of us must simply just repent for planting the wrong seeds. Let me just say that again. Your actions, your attitude, your mouth was in the wrong gear. Some of us must just simply repent for planting the wrong seeds. For those of us who know we've planted some wrong seeds, we need to ask God for some crop failure. We don't want that harvest. Because, see, we were mean to somebody. We were rude. We don't want that back 30, 60, 100 fold. We were manipulative, had a little Jezebel backslide issue there. And we don't want that control and manipulation to come back into our life 30, 60, 100 fold. Because all of us are going to be submitted to somebody. And we don't want those spirits to come back on us. So we need to pray for some crop failure so we won't have that harvest come back into our lives, our family, our businesses. See, ethical behavior is also just planting seeds which promote godly character, which leads to godly success. Let me say that again. Ethical behavior is planting and promoting godly character, which leads to godly success. See, unfortunately, some of us have planted seeds which have produced crops, weeds, that will eventually kill, steal, and destroy. And John 10:10 talked about, you know what I'm talking about, you know, our deep selves, those weed killers of manipulation. Those weed killers of the holy hustle, spiritualizing, stealing, be it time off the clock, stuff that you know is hot. Weed killers of dishonest recruiting, enticing prospects from the original presenters of the business. Weed killers of bringing in new people for numbers but not properly training them for their survival and their success. And they made a quality decision to come and trusted in us, and we didn't do our part. Many of us just need to repent for planting the wrong seeds and choose to change and just do better. We're talking this morning. God is saying amen or oh me. It's all good in the neighborhood. Core values, ethics, and leadership based on godly principles. Just do the God thing, centered on right ethics. See, core values must come from the Word of God, not our opinions, not the view, not the roadmap, not the ingredients, but just the Word that produces core values and glorify God. Galatians 5, we all know it, 22-23, the fruit of the Spirit. That Galatians 5, when Paul was writing to some trying saints in Galatia, he talked about don't let yourselves be bewitched. Plant in your heart, your mind, your spirit the fruit. That's the character of God. And that 22 through 23rd verse of Galatians 5 lets us know what kind of fruit we should be producing. On this call earlier, you know, we did a series about agape love, 1 Corinthians 13. See, agape love, that's God's love, not eros love, which is sort of sensual love, not feely love, brotherly love, then you get mad and cuss out your brother, you know, not any of these other kinds of love, but agape love. It will make you plant seeds that process great fruit. It will produce ethics that glorify God and not copy the world, especially for many of us who've been in the corporate world. But our godly ethics should conform the world to be more like the church, not the church becoming so much like the world. Our core centered on righteous ethics, Jehovah Tiskanu, Oh, that pair, that vertical, up and down, get your relationship right with Christ. See, some of us, it's hard for us to pray. Let's just keep it real this morning. Because we know we have it done right, and when we get in God's face, we know he's going to talk about that before we talk about anything else. So maybe just me on the line. You know, maybe I'm the only saint that has that issue. But I know when I mishandle something, it's kind of hard to get in that place of prayer because God said, come here, my sister. Sister, let's talk about that issue. Let's talk about how you handle that. Let's talk about your attitude. And there has to be a repentance before we can go further. That's when the core stays clean and pure and rooted and grounded in God. See, artists become the tool that God wants to use to show the world how to operate with godly ethics, not us bringing in the greed and the ungodly ethics into our lives and into our business. For example, we don't want to become so territorial like the world and not want to help others who may not be in our direct downline. I love to call it success line. We choose to plant different kinds of seeds and truly create a family that helps each other. That's why I love being a part of this TMC family. This is a family. When we get on this call, some of y'all look to hear the different voices because we're a family and we love each other. Getting our day started, rooted and grounded, truly understanding the team concept. Together, everyone achieves more and mean it. We see everyone as a part of our family and our team. We don't misuse others to get ahead like the corporate world will do so easily. We must practice godly ethics. We must be the living epistle. Some people, the only church they're going to see is how you and I conduct ourselves, being God's minister in the marketplace. That's why this burned in my spirit so much, that phrase, is that a lot of us don't like to witness or pass out tracts. Okay, I hear you, I got you, but you are the track, how you conduct yourself at work, how you handle disappointments, how you handle betrayals, how you handle rejection, how we handle anger. People look at that, and that becomes the living epistle. Ah, get the core values back. As Peter had to say, how many times do I forgive? 70 times 7. Okay, I need a timeout so I can go back and forgive. Okay, but that's the living epistle of being the minister in the marketplace. I'm going to finish this up next time I teach, but I want to leave on your hearts today. Choose to have the core values based on the Word of God, ethics and leadership based on godly principles. Just do the right thing. Core, centered on righteous ethics. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Praise God. Just do the right thing. I love that. That is in my spirit. That's what I plan to do. I may not do it all the time, but I am striving to do the right thing. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that powerful word. Simple word, clear word, concise word, a God word. Just do the right thing. And I want to also bring forward right now, Minister LaShawn, will you come forward in these last couple of minutes and pray over our prayer request? Minister LaShawn, are you there?
Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, sister. Take it away.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Father, for on-time word today and every day. We thank you, Father, Lord God, for Minister Tiffany and her years on this earth. We thank you, Father God, for all the birthdays that are being celebrated yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Father God, we come to you today uplifting our prayer request, Father, Lord God, thanking you in advance for healing those who are injured, those who are sick, and those who are really just feeling alone at this time, Father, Lord God. We know that he and she will all be healed through Jesus Christ, Father, Lord God. We know in advance that you are downloading a wonder-working healing through their veins, through their blood, through the marrow, through their mind, from the crowns of their head to the soles of their feet, Father, Lord God. We know in advance that they will be healed. So we thank you today, Father, Lord God. We thank you individually and collectively. Father, Lord God, we thank you so much for teaching us how to sow seeds that prosper, Lord, that shows blossoming, Lord. We thank you for teaching us how to sow a crop that is of such that other people will be so compelled to be around us because we'll be illuminated with your spirit, Father, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you for the traveling mercies. We thank you for the pilots having enough sleep and enough faith in their ability to get people to and from their destinations, Father, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you so much for allowing us to have another day to not only rejoice but to shout your name to the highest mountain, letting everyone know that it is because of you, Father, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you for the airways being clear because the devil try to interfere this morning with that static, God, but we thank you for removing him from the line and allowing us to hear what Dr. Vanessa had to say through you, Father, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you so much for all those who tune in. We thank you, Lord, for those who tune in at heart. And, Father, Lord God, all these things we ask in your heavenly and precious name this day and always. Amen, amen, amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister LaShawn, for closing us out in prayer. Minister Tammy, thank you for greeting the people. Minister Candy, thank you for opening us up in prayer. And Victorious Woman of God, Dr. Vanessa, we love you. We honor you. Thank you for your on-time word. The Master's Call family, we love you. Have fun in Vegas. We will speak with you again tomorrow. Have a blessed day being a minister in the marketplace. Until tomorrow, God bless. Bye-bye.